Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Homeschool. This is episode 49. It's the podcast where me and Andrew Rivers do some monologue jokes that we've written this week for a guest who's also a comedian, and they laugh or leave the Zoom, whatever they want to do. Then we just chat about life and what's going on in comedy and the world, but mostly what's going on in the world because we don't have lives or comedy careers to speak of. This week's guest is Gabe Rutledge. Hi, Gabe.
Hello.
Yeah, all right, welcome. Before we get started, where can people find you live and in person now that that's happening again?
Let's see, July 10th, Wenatchee, July 15th, Talon, Oregon, July 16th, 17th, Medford, Oregon. A bunch of stuff in the fall coming up, GabrielRutledge.com.
Okay. Are you days. The source? Are you the source of that Pat Wilson email?
Yes. Yes.
What, yes. That's I missed great. It. I think well, Pat got mad at me for not taking her shitty casino gig, so I'm off her email list, I think.
We'll talk off the pod. I don't think she okay. listens, but and it's not even negative. It's just I don't think she listens, so well, it's fine. Andrew and I, this upcoming Friday will be in North Bend. Saturday we will be in Everett, Washington, doing theaters that we booked and paid for and need you desperately to come to. And Thursday,
don't
you still
make
going
it
to
sound like that? We're already profitable, but it'll be
but we need the people to. Well, they've already paid. Good point. We don't need them to show up. Are you still flying in and out of Bricktown on Thursday? Or?
Yeah.
Oh wow! Wow. Okay.
Flying in a day early to hang out with a friend, but maybe more on that later. But
yeah.
We'll see.
Phenomenal. You
know, those girls are always super reliable, but it'll be great.
Can I add one plug? I forgot. I forgot my most important plug. July 18th, Helium in Portland, Oregon.
Woo!
Yes.
It was going to be 5 p.m. in the parking lot. Don't want to brag. Been upgraded. Going indoors on that
7:30 p.m. inside?
I think it's still 5 p.m. actually.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. I think I'm doing
that. That many
in
people
September.
In the parking lot.
No. That's true.
Plus, all the cars drive by, like, who's that hot babe? And then they crash, and it'd be a liability.
Yeah, it's insurance reasons. That's why I'm moving
in. Yeah.
Well, great. Come see us live, and, you know, now for the jokes. But first, a 3-second pause because I don't know how to edit things.
Hey, welcome to Homeschool, episode 49. Happy 4th of July, everybody. We still have all of our fingers, but we did blow off this podcast last week, so
I apologize for the delay. You were touring. I was in Dubai. What did I miss, you know?
Well, the big story was John McAfee uninstalled himself from the world. The man behind the antivirus program has died by apparent suicide in a Spanish prison.
Oof, sounds like his free trial ended.
Maybe he didn't know. Like, I always just click yes on every McAfee update. He was like, no. Done.
Oh, come on.
Well, speaking of wanting to kill yourself, it was 108 degrees in Seattle last week. Luckily, I bought an air conditioner just in time for it to arrive 3 days late. So, it's great.
Oh, well, I mean, they can predict the weather ahead of time. Did you not know it was going to get hot?
Well, I saw that the models said it was going to be 110, but every hot model I've ever met has lied to me, so... plus I didn't want to buy it for one day and then it let it sit and collect dust for years. So,
just like that pack of condoms. It's just a once in a millennium event for you, you know?
Yeah.
How did you make it through the whole thing?
I had two fans blowing on me all night, Jessica and Lindsay. Shout out. You were great. Thank
Boo.
You. That's the appropriate response.
It's not a bad joke. I just very envious. Hey.
Yeah.
It's an exciting joke. It's an exciting joke. I mean, is there any truth to it, I guess I should ask?
Yeah, well, no comment, but that means no. But
so no.
I think I decided I should stop bragging every time it happens, because now everyone will know how often it doesn't happen, you know? Like, hey, he hasn't bragged about a girl in 6 months. Must be another rough stretch, but... things are picking up. A girl I was exchanging some messages with recently told me she masturbates to my photos, which was kind of hot.
Mm. I had been drinking when I sent that.
I just saw the long hair and I assumed your gender. I apologize.
Oh, wow. Well, did you give her a little bit of a rough stretch? Oh, man. Anyway, don't they call don't you call that ghost riding the clit when you ghosting
well,
you?
Yeah, absolutely. I will brag about a date I had canceled. She didn't want to come over because I didn't have air conditioning. So it's like, in order to use the condoms, I had to have the AC. It's a real catch 22. Otherwise, having sex in 110 degrees, you know, we might start a bushfire.
Oh. Were you having sex in the, go ahead. Yeah.
If someone has sex with you when it's 110 degrees, they fucking love you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. That's a fear factor level of intercourse.
Well, and you, that's another reason you probably wouldn't want to do it. You don't want to be in love, right? Were you...
I'm looking for like a 78 degree thing right now.
Yeah. 98 degrees, man. All right.
Andrew wants 98 degrees. Good boy, band. Bushfire, huh? Though, were you having sex in the 1970s? Or how about trying to get her wet? Maybe that would help cool it.
Well, it's probably difficult. She was in her 70s. Come
on,
baby.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Interesting story. In the New York Times, they find that there is no tuna DNA in Subway's tuna sandwich. This is mind-blowing information. I mean, next they're going to tell me that Trump cheated on his taxes. I'll never believe it. Don't they have more important things to investigate, like where COVID came from or what came first, the chick or Corey?
Definitely me. I think we missed a speaking of tuna reference before that last joke, but the tuna did not come from nature. It came from a lab. That's what I've been saying this whole time, and everybody thought I was crazy. Facebook banned me. It's bullshit.
Fucking.
It is bullshit.
Well, now they're going to say AMPM's hot dogs don't have any dog meat. Oh, crazy.
Yeah. Don't get me started on Girl Scout cookies. I think it's
funny they keep telling us, like, the taco meat, Taco Bell meat is not real beef. The Subway is not really tuna, and everyone's just like,
and
Taco Bell is out of business. Oh wait, their sales have increased. So what is going on here?
Whatever.
It's like when you tell people a vaccine will save your life, and they're like, yeah, we'll be fine. You know?
Yeah.
Oh man. I don't know about.
What is this COVID lab leak theory? Where do you stand on this, there, Corey? I mean, I was gonna look past the Girl Scout cookie joke because.
I told you to not get me started. Appreciate that. COVID lasted a year and a half, so you know it's obviously not made in America, right?
Well, it's made in China, but America is the biggest importer, so that makes sense.
Oh yeah. USA, right. USA.
Sometimes things are so factual, I have to pause before I laugh.
Yeah.
That is an excellent point.
Yeah.
Oh, great point.
That's what we like in comedies, when people go, good point. How was Dubai? You were overseas there, and did you have a good time?
Yeah, it's fun, and you know, it's different. They have that bidet hose thing next to every toilet, so my asshole has never been cleaner, and I stayed hydrated. So,
man, I don't care how clean it is. I'm never drinking out of your asshole. But you mean the toilet thing? You drank out of it?
Yeah, the water there is fine. It's not Detroit, dude. It's like fine.
Can you drink? Can you drink the water in Dubai?
Yes. Yeah. No problem. Well, not Pakistan,
Pakistan.
but Dubai. Exactly. That's what happens when you're drinking the water. You're
Yes,
eating
you are
shits.
eating shit. That's the problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, midsummer in Dubai, I mean, it was pretty damn hot and humid. People were like, "Why'd you come here now?" Oh, it's cute that you think I get to choose when and where I perform, right? My career's at a point where I'd take Siberia in January.
Or Everett in July.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds fun. I was in San Francisco. I think this Hofstetter guy is getting pretty popular. People were camped out for tickets on the street. They didn't even want to get out of line to go to the bathroom. They would just shit right on the street. It was exciting, but fun time.
Did they?
Too factual to laugh at again. I went
All
exploring
right.
and I realized how out of shape I was. San Francisco is the only city where you believe your dad when he says he walked to school uphill both ways.
Right. Well,
More
the shit rolls
factual.
downhill both ways, so careful. Don't slip. I bet maybe that's why all the men have nice butts out there, right? You gotta be real careful too with your male gaze, huh? You see a nice ass walk by and look up, and then there's a guy with a mustache just staring at you.
Yeah, the male gaze loves San Francisco. I also stopped by Joe DiMaggio Park, and I didn't know they had steroids back in the 1950s because, in his honor, people were leaving needles all over the park. He'd be proud.
Just like flowers on a and a cross on the side of a freeway. I don't know that you totally understand San Francisco, but a recording of Britney Spears' testimony at a recent hearing was leaked. I didn't realize how unhappy she was and how restrictive this conservatorship was.
Yeah, I mean, what's the big deal? Who hasn't shaved their head once in a while? We let an unstable person run the country for a couple years. We can let Britney have a credit card, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I should be in a conservatorship. I'd love someone to manage my life.
I thought you were
Did a
already in
great
one.
job
It
of it.
was called a marriage.
Oh, right. Hey.
You got out. Free
Judge let
Corey.
me.
Well, do you guys follow Britney on Instagram?
I
I've
don't.
seen
I've
no.
look I've looked plenty of times. I've
Okay,
watched plenty of
because
times.
it's look, I'm all free Britney, sure. Give her power of her money. And then you look at her Instagram and you're like, she needs handlers.
I know. I'm saying it's well, I had a friend slash fan in Vegas who does a radio show, whatever. She's like a Trump supporter. She's a conspiracy theorist, but she wanted to have a chat on her radio show about it, and it was just so funny that I was playing devil's advocate. She's like, they monitor everything, single thing she does on Instagram, and I was like, okay, well, yeah, then they're not. This conservatorship isn't that restrictive because she's been doing anything she wants. And she's like, they delete comments, but also one comment said, wear yellow tomorrow if you want to be released, and then she wore yellow the next day, and I was like, well, which one is it? Do they delete all the comments or do they let
But
her
even those
anyway?
videos, she looks like she needs help. You know,
Yeah,
she's like, I just love yellow and it's a pretty color. I like the colors. And you're like, all right.
Now watch me dance.
Yeah,
Right.
Girl. She spins in a circle and her voice is like a child's voice, and then you remember, oh, she has children. Like, how, what is
She
happening?
wants more, apparently.
Yeah, that's probably her new guy. He's like, I need some DNA insurance.
Well, speaking of DNA, I don't know. D in a Speaking of D and an A, there we go, not bad. The
That's not
first
bad.
current gay NFL player came out, Carl Nassib. I've actually never heard of him. Interestingly, he chose to play defensive end. Do you think he'd be a little more on the offense, but not offensive? You think he'd be better at getting the quarterback in the sack, huh?
Must be tough to be a gay NFL player, you know? White pants after Labor Day, yuck.
Ugh, disgusting. The new Delta variant is wreaking havoc across the world on unvaccinated populations. Experts say the symptoms are similar to that of a chest cold, but there are less reports of loss of taste or smell, anything like that.
Yeah. Well, it's very obvious when you have the United variant because you'll get a bloody nose and a concussion and they send your suitcase to Topeka.
I have the Southwest variant where you have to check in 24 hours before you catch it.
You get the middle seat.
Exactly.
fun. A woman was disqualified Alaska. From the Olympics after testing positive for marijuana. I feel like if you get beaten running by a pot smoker, you just need to quit the Olympics and reevaluate your life choices. They shouldn't kick her out. They should give her all three medals.
Well, journalist Claire Lehman suggested that the long nails and hair on Sha'Carri Richardson is evidence that she's been doping. And said that Flojo dope, so Sha'Carri must have as well. Man, can we even attempt to refute these sound arguments? Make room on your shelf for that Peabody, Claire.
Love peeing on bodies, Claire. Let me pee on your body. Hopefully they don't test for marijuana at a hot dog eating contest. All right, here's probably the worst joke of the week, but now it's stiff competition. Hurricane Elsa is raging in the Caribbean. Residents are left with no choice but to let it blow, let it blow.
Oh, boy. Like those two fans earlier. Bill Cosby, heard of him? He's out of jail on a technicality, which is convenient. The only way Cosby ever gets off.
Now that prosecutor must have been sleeping on the job.
I mean, I heard not even Cosby saw it coming. Glaucoma.
I have no jokes about it. I just want to say I can't fucking believe he's out.
Yeah.
I know.
How? No one was even talking that there was a court thing happened.
I hadn't heard anything about it. Yeah.
It was an option. Yeah.
Option.
I mean, and then it was just trending on Twitter. I'm like, what? No. What? What?
Yeah. He's
finally,
he's
those 68 lying women got their justice.
You think even on the technicality, they'd be like, I mean, come on. You know?
Come on. Due process, whatever. Yeah. Let's put him back in.
He's rumored to be trying to set up a stand-up comedy tour to encourage ticket sales. There's only a one-drink minimum. But I would watch that show. You know, comedy is all about forgetting your problems, which is why Cosby is one of the best.
Wow, that is the...
He started strong, and I don't remember the end.
Very... tasteless joke.
And odorless.
Yeah, that's how you don't know. COVID. Right. Well, today, those are the jokes. Those are the jokes. We're so excited to have, like we said, Gabriel Rutledge as our guest. Woo! Do you have applause? No? Who cares?
We'll applaud for him. I hit the button. It barely works sometimes. What do we got? Happen?
There it is.
Perfect.
The thing that happens is you hit it twice usually, I think, and so it goes
away. I swear I hit it once, but it sometimes maybe but, I just you know.
But you can't
it
hear
half.
It, so yeah. Then you don't know. Yeah.
But even when it cuts off, it still shows that the audio is moving. So I just never.
Oh, funny.
I just never know.
Well, we're gonna get emails about this from our two listeners, and hey. Gabe Rutledge, everybody. So excited to have you. Hey, is it official, by the way? Are you going to do Dubai? Is that official?
I am doing Dubai in
very exciting.
September. In September, I'm doing it.
Okay.
Great.
It'll be a little less hot then, but it was still pretty hot and humid. What questions do you have? Let's talk about that. What are you curious about? Let's.
First of all, thanks for the recommendation.
Absolutely.
For getting me there. I was watching your Instagrams and stuff, and then I was like, because there's so many insane things to do there.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I, you know, I, you know, I go to Glendale, Arizona, and I say things to myself like, I say like, you know what, you should leave the hotel today. You should, you're worth it. And then I see you in Dubai, and you're like indoor snow skiing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to be active. I'm gonna have to.
Are you a skiing, snowboarding? I mean, with the hair, you probably
just has the haircut for it, you know.
I do have a snowboard instructor vibe to me, for sure. But no, I've never done anything on a mountain, but not be able to put chains on correctly.
And then just keep going without them. Yeah.
How was the comedy though? How was that part?
Okay. So, we'll go in. Last time I went, the two people I went with they're pretty hard to get out of the hotel. So you can make your choices on that, but, I'd advise at least going out to the pool every day. That's real nice.
I gotta do something. I'm in Dubai. Yeah. You have to go out.
Yeah. And that's what I felt like. And, they'll take you around some places, and there'll be things you do with the people a little bit, but most of it was on my own. And they got Ubers; it's really cheap, so you can just kind of go anywhere you want. But
I'm sure
comedy's interesting.
Behind, a lot of people will be like, "Why isn't she wearing her burqa?" You know.
Maybe I'll buy one when I'm there.
Well, so that's what, like, it's funny because it's, so here's Dubai. Dubai is 90% expats, so 90% people from the UK, South Africa, Russia, Australia, so, you know, people on work visas, basically, and that's what the shows are, almost 100% expats. It's not hardly anybody that's an Emirati, is what they would call them, so someone who was, you know, born and raised in the United Arab Emirates. Because of that, it is like the safest place, like the safest big city in the world, because they'll just kick you out if you get in a little bit of anything. Small fist fight, you're gone. Go back to your country.
What if you accidentally use the restroom in the wrong place? Is that...
If it's the prayer room and you pee in it, I don't know what happens. I can't imagine anybody would ever do that.
Did you do that?
No.
Listen,
hypothetically, let's hypothetically say the other comedian did that and I was there filming it. Like, let's say that happened.
I wasn't ready for that part of the story. But when I was in the scariest part, because I, you know, we've both been to Pakistan also.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Andrew, you'll go there when Hofstetter does.
Might be a little too hot for him. I don't know. The redhead.
I don't know. Yeah, you might be right about that. But the scariest part of the whole Pakistan trip was when they dropped me off to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sort of
alone.
Just on my own in the airport. Like, even it's like, which line do I get in? It's very complicated.
Are there's the signs not necessarily like
your papers? You have all your papers.
Multilingual.
It's crazy.
But it was weird because it would, like, I would get in a line and someone who worked there would come over and be like, no. This is, go over here. Go over. I'm like, is that because I'm white? Is that because I'm foreign? Is that because I'm. But I went in the Pakistan airport. I can't remember what it's called. I went into one of those like prayer bathrooms. People are washing feet and stuff. I just walked in, and then luckily a security person like kind of ushered me out, but it was, I don't know.
You don't belong in
help.
Here. Yeah, yeah.
I need help. Please, someone help me get through this airport.
You need a name tag and like a helmet and a,
yes,
you know, a cart to drive.
They
like
believe
kids,
Jesus. They believe Jesus.
Unaccompanied minors in the airport, you know, they drive you around and hold your hand and go, here's where you go.
I needed that.
They believe Jesus is a prophet, but they don't want him in the prayer room. That's for Muhammad only.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, that's, we won't go too, you got the gist of that story. But the other thing I didn't do is I waited until I landed here to, I still haven't done it actually, I forgot, but it was hilarious. They had a big advertisement and it said, come get a crazy shake. And then right next to it was the picture of their sheikh, like Sheikh Syed. And I just thought it was funny to be like, who's the crazier sheikh? You know, but I didn't want to post that while I was in Dubai. So the shows, so yeah, so super safe. They'll just kick you out and send you home. No questions asked. No compensation from your job. No nothing. So everybody's on their P's and Q's. Not even like a fist fight at a bar. So it's funny because my mom's like, be safe over there, and I'm like, but when I go to Chicago, she doesn't say shit, you know.
Right. Exactly.
It's hard to explain to her, like, no, this is very, very safe, just because it
Wichita
happens to be the Middle
is way
East.
Worse, let me tell you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sure.
If they kicked out all the bar fight people, there'd be no population left. So.
and then the shows are like, so it's like a little more British humor they prefer. But also, like, a lot of the UK folks are pretty into, you know, dark and like dirty material, so they like that. I mean, the one guy was doing full on period blood jokes or period sex joke. Really good joke, really good bit, but like bold. And I'm like, and I have just, I'm talking about fingering, but I have to say fingering just to, like, you know,
right.
Sort of like make it like, oh, I'm not saying finger, you know. And so they like that. They're not really super savvy, so hack is fine. So I did great.
I'm not afraid to give the people what they want.
Yeah. And so there's three comics, do 20 minutes each, and there's a intermission between each comic, unfortunately, because they're doing it like hotel ballrooms.
Would that be like frowned upon, or?
Yeah, they think it's very odd. They were making fun of the other guy for bringing it. But he sold his shirts, but it was like a little bit, I shouldn't say they were all, but they were like, what's this selling? Come on. Like, they think it's tacky a little bit. And he didn't care at all. And I don't know that he was aware that they thought it was tacky, but I shouldn't say they all did. A few people. It was so funny because one guy to me was like, because he brought my beer koozie up. They also are like, we don't do this, is like a very American thing, a beer koozie. So I was like, all right, never mind. But I had some with me just to give out. And he was like insistent, like, I'll bring yours up and I'll promote it. And I was like, I didn't even do the joke and don't. And he's like, no, give me one. So I was like, fine. So he went up and mentioned it. And then after the show, this guy was like, he's like selling his shirts and beer koozies. I thought it was a joke. Like, who does that? And I was like, yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
But
it's sad, really.
But yeah, I just had some shit to hand out. But yeah, it's more the British style. Like, the Comedy Store in London is like the most famous club in London, and they do 20-20-20 with intermissions in between. Yeah. And they just have intermissions more because they need to sell, like, the hotel needs to sell drinks. You stay at the hotels where you perform, kind of. It depends on how the schedule works out. But we had to, like, leave a hotel and then go back to, like, to a new one and go back to the other one to perform, just because she could only negotiate two nights per show, whatever. And so, whatever, that's not a big deal. But there's stuff like that that's, like, it'd be nicer if you just go downstairs and perform. I don't think I've had a single show where I felt like I killed. I just did all right. And there's a lot of, like, reference stuff that you got to consider.
Yeah, every time in my head I go over what I might do, I keep talking myself out of every single bit for some reason, you know?
That's a problem, too, because the first time, the very first show I ever did 2 years ago, I don't know that I thought about it enough and asked enough questions of the other comedians who had been there, and then also of the people that run the show. And then this time I felt like I was maybe overthinking it. So I was like, what, you know, because, like, I did like the Valentine's Day joke, the very first show I ever did 2 years ago. And they're like, we do Valentine's completely differently in the UK than you do. The kids don't give out those things and whatever. And so I just was like, oh, okay. So I just changed it to, like, a stack of post-it notes. So it was a stack of post-it notes that I put around the house. And so then, because it doesn't have to be, you know, whatever, Valentine's Day. But you're going to do great. You always do great everywhere.
Was it
it's interesting.
More
They're not,
different than Pakistan?
Significantly, but just because Pakistan is 100% locals at the shows, because they don't have really expats. They don't have, it's all just
Right,
Pakistani
but I mean
people.
in terms of like picking and choosing material like that.
Yeah, different only because a local Pakistani person is significantly like different than a person from the UK. So just the type of considerations you make, like
Okay.
similar in that you need to consider, but like, oh, like what's it like in the UK? Like I DUI, do you guys say DUI? Are they
Right.
gonna be like, huh? And then the Irish guy was like, no, DUI, I know what you mean. Yeah, I totally know what that is. Enough that I'll laugh. Like, I know what it is, but I would say I got caught drunk driving. And then we all,
Right.
So there's just little stuff. But then caught drunk driving doesn't, DUI, it's just,
Yeah, you start making all those little changes, and the next thing you know, it the whole rhythm's different.
the
And
rhythm's gone, and or you forget. Like I asked him, I go, do you guys say 2010 or 2010 for like a year? And he's like, oh, it's the same. We do the same. And I was like, great. And then I did the joke and I said 20,010. I was like, fuck. It still worked. They got it. They didn't. But I was like, god damn it, because I'm like overthinking a thing that's not. But I don't want to say, because it gets distracting for an audience to go, which is he? Oh, okay, yeah, got it.
I feel like, I mean, I haven't been to Dubai, but Pakistan, the cultural differences were kind of that sort of added to the show. Even if they didn't get what you were talking about, it kind of made it funny because they were so, comedy was so new to the country. I mean, it was such a new experience. But, you know, people who are from the UK, it's not like, it's my first time seeing comedy. You know, it's not going to be quite the same thing.
They've seen comedy, they've been to shows, they've been to these shows, they've seen comedy. They all have seen comedy. They have like Frankie Boyle, who's like a very famous guy that they all talk about, and they have these other UK comics that are massively famous in the UK. So I only have the two. I'm the only American. That's not true. There was another American. Have you ever worked with Mike Marino?
No, I'm aware of
Or
him.
no, Mike Marino? Yeah. So they found him very interesting because he's got like a very Italian American, and he does a little bit of it's a heightened version on stage than his real. So that was like fun and interesting to them. And so there's nothing about our accent. I mean, that we lose a little bit because there's nothing about our accent or like words we say that they find kitschy and cute or fun. Whereas like they're like, oh, and then the Irish guy, they were like, oh, I love how he even has a joke where he's like, the only difference between me and an Englishman is they say 33 and I say 33. I say, I don't say my THs and women come or get pregnant or they, because they love them. And he's like, yeah, 300,000, 330, whatever. I don't know. So he's just like referencing a thing that's like, they all, because Europeans are so, it's like us making a joke about Alabama, right? It's a European making a joke about a Frenchman, or an Irishman making a joke about a Frenchman. It's very similar. So there's a significant advantage there, I think, for those folks. But they like good jokes, and it's interesting. It's interesting. You'll do well, and you don't have to overthink all the things. But
I'll
do
try not
consider
to.
maybe references here and there. Like, is that a reference they're gonna get?
I always
Because like
feel
even one
like,
guy,
go
yeah.
ahead.
Well, one guy, Mike Marino had like a Walmart thing, and there was a couple. The first couple nights, I think they were kind of like, and he was aware that like, do they have Walmart? They can get Walmart. Everything like, we know what Walmart is, but like. I think it worked better on night four when he was like, what's the thing here? And they're like, we have whatever. And then also he like mispronounced the name of their store, not on purpose, just kind of like he didn't hear it, but like it kind of plays into his character of like this kind of mook, like Italian American, like what's it called? What? Kai what? Like, and that it ended up working better with him acknowledging that they maybe are like, well, we don't have, so they're not going like, does he not know we don't have Walmart? Instead, he's like, you have, I know you don't have Walmart, but like, what's the same right. thing here? And
yeah.
they're like, whatever. And he goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, let's say you go into one of those places, and then he did the bit. And just that little bit, I think, made it better. But, yeah, it's weird. It's crazy. It's fun. It's a bunch of stuff to do, and it's expensive, but they'll buy all
the drinks. I'm looking. I mean, the money's not even amazing, but, like, it's like,
no.
When else would I ever do this?
Yeah.
When else right. would I ever, you know? I'll say exactly. Nothing makes me feel more American than watching British stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Like, it's yeah. just, like, not even like it's all shit. I don't mean that. I just mean like that it, even UK, not just British, but just like the, it's
sure.
like, it's like dry. It's like, you know what I mean? And they have that whole thing where it's like, they're doing a new show every year.
Thing, yeah, Edinburgh.
You know, the Edinburgh thing where they do a new show every year. You know, and for the most part, I'm like, I can tell.
yeah.
But
the booker of this show used to go to Edinburgh every year, and she goes, she's so funny. She's funny herself, and just the way she talks is funny. And that's the thing. A lot of these British people and Irish folks are just Scottish. They're just funny when they talk. Just funny. And you're like, I mean, you could all do stand up probably, but she's like, I don't think I fucking laughed once in Edinburgh. But anyway. But yes, so you can tell the difference. Yeah, well, they're also, I don't know, it's kind of wild. They just, we're also a little slower than a lot of that. They just get bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Like when they're trying to do, there's like no pauses at all. And,
I might be ready then.
Nah. But yeah, anyway, yeah, have fun and you'll love it. And Andrew, you should do it too. And let's talk about, Andrew having sex.
Please.
No, just kidding.
That's fucking finally.
I paid my money. Let's hear it.
Well, I had a weird massage this week, actually. It was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah?
Almost been like a year now, I kind of like just pulled something in my leg or my hip area, and it's just been bothering me for a while. And then, I don't know, kind of tough it out for a while. And I would get a couple massages here and there, but it was, I don't know if it was just because of COVID, but they don't really, or maybe I just picked a cheaper place, but they just kind of go like, what hurts? And I'm like, I like this. And they go, cool, just lay there and don't get an erection or whatever, please. And they don't really like, and so every massage I go like, I just go, I like smoke a joint before, and then I go, hey, I'm gonna put earbuds in, is that cool? And they go, whatever, just don't talk to me. And
you
then
do
I,
you put earbuds in? Oh, interesting.
And then I go, all right, cool. And I don't necessarily feel that much better, but so I was like, I gotta find something better. And so I found this place, and I smoke a little bit of a joint, and I go in, I go, hey, do you mind if I put earbuds in? And she goes, actually, I'm going to need your feedback the whole time. And I'm like, well, it's probably good, I guess. That's fine. I was a little annoyed because I just want to not talk to the person. But anyway, so she's like, immediately she's like, oh, I can tell that this is pulling this. And I'm like, oh, yes, I need someone that knows what's going on because my leg's right. been killing me forever. And anyway, I also like checked like firm on the pressure thing
because
I was like, let me have it. I just need my leg to feel better. I don't care how much it hurts. If it feels better in a couple of days, whatever. So it's great. I had 90 minutes. I was looking forward to it. Yeah, lesbian, but shaved head, and anyway, crazy lady. So she's fucking just setting the scene up, I guess. But anyway, she's going really hard on me, and it's and then at one point she's like kind of like choking me, and I started making jokes because I was uncomfortable, and I'm like, oh, usually I'm doing the choking, you know. And she's like, oh, nothing wrong with a little choking, you know. And I'm like, Jesus. All right. Like, all right, cool.
I'm going to need your feedback.
I'm encouraging it because...
she said feedback. She meant consent.
Yeah, literally. And she's very nice with that. She's like, do I have consent to do this? And I'm like, whatever you think will help me. And she goes, do you mind if I pull your hair? And I'm like, is that like a massage thing? Like, I mean, whatever. And then she's like yanking it. And I'm kind of like, I can see how people be into that, you know? And, but I was also,
really?
I was like, kind of feels good, but I'm also like, it hurts more, but I'm like, she's the professional, whatever. And, the whole time she's literally like, at a certain point, like she goes like, oh, is that too hard? I'm like, no, you're fine. Keep going. And she would like go even harder. And I was like, okay, well, I didn't take it as a challenge to hurt me, like, you know. And she kept saying these things like the whole time. She's like, I'm disappointed that you're not crying right now. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm in pain, but I'm trying to hold it in, you know. And it's what I do with
that
all
little
my
bitch
is I hold it in.
Tamp it
and,
down.
She keeps saying like, oh, I've never met such a masochist. This is fun for me. And it brings me so much joy to see you in pain. And I'm kind of like, all right, crazy. And
well, you started it with the choking joke.
I know.
You
really
opened up the door.
Opened up to... So then she's like, just asking questions. At a certain point, it's no longer about like what feels good. And she's just like asking me about comedy, and she's like, oh, so like, what's the craziest experience you've ever had on stage? And I'm like,
oh wow, rat just walked in my house. Sorry,
rat just
are you serious?
Yeah, it kind of freaked me out, but we're good.
All right.
Wait, inside your house?
Yeah, but it ran away when I said something. It got scared.
Corey, sorry, stop just... letting your hoes come over to your house while you're podcasting. I told him to use
don't
the back
her...
door because I was on a Zoom.
Don't call her a rat.
Oh, boy.
So she...
So anyway, she just keeps asking me all this stuff about comedy, and she's like, I'll give you an example for my job. This one guy was like a kung fu master, and he tried to fight me. And so I just like hit a pressure point and made him, you know, lay down and I was like, okay, crazy. And then she kept being like, so are you like single? Or are you like, what, you know, she kept like hitting on me kind of. And I was like, nah, just a thing a couple years ago. And she's like, why didn't that work out? And I'm like, all right. Like, I didn't, you know, like,
because of this tightness in my hip. That was the problem.
Well, she did go like, all your muscles around your hip, are the ones that are angry at you. And I'm like, oh, they haven't been used in a while, so they could be pretty mad. But then she kept being like, I was trying to like give vague answers, but also like be friendly. And I was like, well, I don't know. I think some of the things that the personality traits I liked would be easier to find in someone else. And she's like, so what were the traits then? And I'm like, I didn't come here.
What kind
for
of therapist
like,
is this?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I don't know. It's more painful, the massage or the relationship therapy. But and then she kept doing the thing where she's like suggesting answers that like.
Do you think know, maybe?
Like, yeah, she's like, so like free spirited or like, you know. And I'm like, I know that that's who you are, so like, no. I don't want to say that.
Is strong thumbs important to you?
Yeah, exactly. Really tender touch.
Who has two thumbs and this and, gal.
You know, she just kept going, you know, every question was like, oh, if you don't mind talking about it. And I'm like, well, I do, but it's also when someone says
that. Yeah.
Yeah. I always get, I'm like, well, now it's harder to say no because you ask so politely. Yeah. Like, she's like, what are you
It'd
doing?
It'd be so funny.
And I'm like, I got to record a podcast or, you know, I don't know. Go away. Leave me alone. But
I am huge on not speaking. So I get massaged all the time and I'm just big on not talking. I prefer no talking. But I also like extremely firm. They're never, only one time was it too hard in spots. And but they're like, wow, okay. And they do that kind of like, interesting. Are you sure?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sure. But yeah. Do you get massages there? There's, you need this lady that likes to pull hair there, Gabe, I think.
come up to Renton.
I have had a few, and I didn't, I mean, first of all, let's just admit that every time you're like, a happy ending would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Because they're already doing things in some ways more intimate than that.
Well, that's a thing Corey talks about in terms of like, he explains it better than me, but it's like you pay for touch, and that's what sort of prostitution is or whatever.
Yeah, in fact, I would say what I would prefer is a happy beginning. And then after that,
now I'm ready for a nap.
Nice little massage.
Yeah. You go orgasm to massage. That's a day.
That's a good day.
But I actually had a really good massage. It was like deep tissue. I'd never had that. It hurt, but it hurt good. You know,
probably
similar to what you were doing. And it was and the lady was talking like she knew science. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, this is great. Mm-hmm. And then at the very end, and I will point out, this is like a white lady because it's pertinent to the story. Normally, I don't see color, but this lady was white. So at the very end, this whole hour-long thing, and at the very end, she goes, thank you very much. She bows. She gets a tiny stick out and hits a tiny gong. Boosh. And it ruined it. I'm telling you, it ruined the hour.
So I didn't have a gong, but she did something I couldn't really see because I kind of I only saw like she was doing some sort of ritual above my head at the end of it, like something, and I was like, "What the fuck was that?" And
And I'm so not whatever. I'm so not new agey or whatever the word is.
Sure.
That I'm
your
just
chakras
like,
aren't
on.
Aligned, and
like
I was chakra'd that she did that. Well. That's interesting because you. It's like chiropractic, too. I feel the same way about both. Massage, maybe not as much, but there's such a wide variation of what the practitioner does.
Yes.
It makes you feel like, I don't know if this is real. I mean, there should be a little more uniformity in what a chiropractor does to me. Like, I can't, if I go to one and he's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da with this, like, thing, and then I go to another and they're like, adjusting, I'm like, well, how, why?
Is that the same? Yeah.
It seems like there should be a little more.
Yeah, that's a
massage
that's
is a little
point.
Closer, but yeah.
Because if it was, I mean, to take it to like an extreme, if it was like a heart surgeon,
right?
And that was, and he was like, I do things a little different.
Around here, I use a Hitachi wand to.
let me hit the gong and wash my hands. We'll get started. But I feel that way about chiropractic as well because it's like I do think it's done things for me, but at the same time, it's like I've had people who every time I went in, it was like they were selling it to me. Like, this article just came out. Chiropractic helps with blah blah blah.
Chiropractor, like for my
they
hip,
do that
like, every time I go to a different guy, he'd be like, oh, you got to come in twice a week or else you're gonna have to have back surgery. And I'm like, that can't be correct.
Yeah,
the harder you try to sell me on something, the less I believe you, you know.
The guy I go to now does not do that, which is why I still go to him. But like the guy before, it was like, is this a pyramid scheme? Is this, what are we?
That's hilarious.
Well, if you sign up for the platinum plan and get four of your friends on board, then.
Yeah. But I watched, ever watch chiropractic TikTok?
Oh, yeah. I follow some Instagrams and I just go, I want to send TikTok videos to chiropractors and go, if I come in, are you going to do all these things?
I want to send some videos to a massage.
I'll come once a week.
A little bit of this. Yeah, they do some stuff that it looks really good, but at the same time, it looks like that seems like you shouldn't do that.
I know,
like,
right?
Aggressive neck moves, aggressive yanking of the legs, or like.
Have you seen the towel around the neck and the pull?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. But it seems like a bad idea. I can't imagine being brave enough as the doctor or whatever they are. I don't know if they're doctors, but to do it on people. Like, I'm just pulling your neck, like, straight back as hard as I can. Oh,
how many people have
lost,
to die in
lost
like,
another one?
School, you know?
There's
a Gene Moraes, and there's like a you go to like UW Dental School and stuff, and they're kind of like, I think this is, and like the other person has to come and check the work, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there ever a guy that's like, oh wait,
no pulse? Gene Moraes, they're just like, the hair's a little shorter than you would have liked.
It'll grow back.
Chiropractor school, they're like,
be fine in a few hours.
Yeah. I want the guy who trained on cadavers for 2 years first. But yeah, it is terrifying. It is terrifying. And also sometimes you're like, I mean, I go in every once in a while. But again, that idea of like, you got to come twice a week. You got to come. Some of them even make you pay like a year, you know what
in
I mean?
Advance.
Year. It's like, this is silly. This, and again, no other medicines aren't doing that. Other,
right.
You know, you don't go to the ear, nose, and throat person and they're like, oh, a new study just came out about how important breathing is.
Exactly.
So it does make you think, what is this? Would I have just gotten better anyway? Did you do anything? So I don't know.
It's the dentists of the physical, like, floss, and you're like, I think I'll be fine.
Oh, I know. That's the it's you flossing every day? Oh, yeah.
All the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I downloaded a stretching app, actually, and that has had some improvement. I just hit my 100th stretch on it, so it gave me a little trophy. But yeah.
That's great. Do you feel more flexible just walking around now?
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely tell when I started, I was like, oh, I should have been doing this on the road, you know, because you're climbing in planes and you're crying in Ubers and you're, you know, doing all sorts of sleeping on a train and, you know, just all
hunched
sorts
over
of,
drinking.
Yeah, just lugging 50 pounds of t-shirts with you. And and now
it is hard to
do it more routinely. It doesn't have a, like, I'll skip some days here and there and go like a week without it.
I have incredibly tight hamstrings and I try to stretch all the time, but I went to a chiropractor and they were really good because they also did stretching, but this was like years and years ago. And it was a husband and wife team. He's like, honey, come over. And like, they both like, they pushed my legs into places they don't normally go. And it stretched me so much. I came home and I was giggling. Like, I was high. I was high. I was just like, I was just out of my mind. I don't know if it was blood flow or just, but I was just like, I would have done that once a week for the rest of my life, but I don't think they took my insurance, so I had to go somewhere else.
That's why I've had so many chiropractors. I'm like, because I've tried like 14 different Groupons of I've gone on the road too, and they're like, well, so we would love to have it. I'm like, I don't live here. I just grabbed the Groupon. And they're like, this fucking guy. Hey, you made the deal.
Yep.
Well, that's fun. Yeah. Well, Andrew, speaking of bending his legs in ways, you know, just kidding. But you're this Thursday is the friends. This Thursday, you got a friend on the hook maybe for.
Well, you know, it's funny. So last time I was in in Oklahoma City, actually, this girl came out to a show and was real flirty and texting me, but then literally like the day we were supposed to hang out, a blizzard kind of came through and. So I was like, God's cock blocking me. It's fucking blizzard in Oklahoma and Texas that never happens. But I was lucky to make it out of there on my flight in time. But ever since then, she's been like, in my DM and texting me and going, when are you coming back? Why won't you set up a show? Why? And I'm like, I don't get to, I'm Dubai in August, baby. I don't.
As much.
I don't know. But you can't say that because then she's going to be like, oh, you're not as famous maybe as I thought you were. I'm not going to sleep with you. But it was just this is just a prime example of how bad I am at flirting, and maybe it's her fault, but we've exchanged a few photos here and there as the kids do nowadays. And not that I ever assume anything, but finally booked a show out there. And also because we're doing these big theaters and I'm recording an album for 800 Pound Gorilla and stuff like that. But, you know, I haven't done 45 minutes since like, you know, a month and a half ago at Joker's, which doesn't give you a good,
despite the name.
It doesn't give you a good, yeah. It's funny. Boy, the Chuckle Hut, I had no chuckles, lots of crickets, but Joker's
turned my 45 into 32.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The Cricket Hut.
Well, and it's also like sometimes I'm like, I want to work on these jokes, but I just hate the audience so much that I want to get off right at 45 minutes. So I'm like, you know what? Here's my t-shirt. Good night, everybody. Fucking hate this place. But anyway, so when I set the show up, I go, hey, good news, coming to the city. Ah, great. Can't wait. Cool.
Wednesday. She's gonna be out of town.
I send a thing. I try to be a little flirty. I sent she goes, hey, when you're coming in, you can just stay at my place if you want. And I was like, well, that would be fun. Because also, I could tell Adam to not book me the hotel and maybe get a couple extra bucks or whatever. But I also like, you know, these hot models are so flaky and lie to you all the time. So like a week later, I sent a text that just to like also confirm and flirt.
Confirmation. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a confirmation?
What's my
reservation for your?
Yeah, exactly. You need it.
So I go like, hey, what did I say? Hey, should I get a hotel or do you want to stay in your own bed? You know, not the best joke, but you know, you gotta.
It's decent. That's not
you
bad.
Gotta throw it
That's
out
not
there.
Bad.
It helps, and it's information. You're getting information. As a result. Yeah.
And it can, and then when she freaks out, you get to go, oh, I was just joking. You know, I was just trying to confirm my reservation, which is what happened. She literally wrote, LMAO, I'm not sleeping with you. And I was like, all right, well, I mean, I didn't assume that was going to happen. I was hopeful, but that's totally fine. Yeah. I was just making sure that I had a place to stay because you offered. And I sent her like a screenshot of the conversation earlier where she was like, stay at my place. And she goes, LMAO. I just meant like you could stay over, not in the same bed with me. And I was like, oh, well, nice to know. I literally said, nice to know that the thought of it elicits a LMAO, so that's good for me. She wrote, ha, 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 ha.
Just the idea makes you laugh your ass off.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So then I just didn't. I go, hey, Adam, I need that hotel again. And so then we had talked earlier about, like, hey, maybe I'll fly in a day early and we can hang out. And she was like, that'd be great. But then I was like, just...
Here we go again.
I bought a ticket for the day of. I was like, whatever. And then like a week ago, she texts me and was like, I'm so excited. I can't wait for you to come. And I'm like, oh, great. Well, oh, here's the link to sign up for. Here's where you can get a free ticket and just use this code or whatever. And she goes, oh, I can't make it to the show. I work that day. And I'm like, I told you about this show like a month ago. You wrote it in your calendar. Like, I feel like, okay. And she goes, well, I thought you were coming in a day early to hang out. And I'm like, I mean, you kind of laughed in my face when I suggested
the idea of it.
You know,
yeah.
We hang out. And so then I was like, she goes, well, I traded to have the day before off so that we could hang out. And I was like, oh, well.
I don't need to see her show.
Well, now you're really excited for me. Like, I'm so confused, but... Long story short, I'm flying in the day before, and I have no idea what's about to happen. But I bought my own hotel in the city just in case. Uh, So, and I sent her a text like, cool, my flight lands at 1 p.m. And she said, can't wait to see you. And I'm like, I hope you
We'll see.
In your defense, that's very, do you want to stay at my place? Of course, you're a gentleman. You're not assuming, oh, that means
absolutely
I walk through the door and have sex. Of course, you're not assuming. Right. But at the same time, that is an indicator that probably will happen.
Yes.
You're adults.
If we've exchanged nude photos of each other. And then what's funny is like literally 2 days ago, she sent me another photo of her topless in a bathtub. And I'm like, I'm getting some real mixed messages over here. Like, you know.
Yeah, to be like, no, silly. I meant separate rooms in my place. Like, yeah, that's. Yeah. What?
Yeah. Well, having her not said that. Like, if she was going to say, hey, you can stay at my place, I have a spare room. You can stay at my place, my couch is super comfortable.
Right.
Like, now, thank you.
And
we're
especially as a beautiful lady, you probably have all the lines prepared ahead of time that give the guy the right impression, you know?
Yes.
I mean, maybe it went, she met someone, she tried to back it off. That didn't work out. She's like, it's back on.
Back on. Yeah. I had years ago, I remember going to Phoenix and just, probably like the day before. Hey, I'm kind of seeing a guy. Have been for a little bit. So no dice. And I was like, oh, okay. But did it just get to the point?
You piece of shit. How dare you lie to me?
Well, that's a lot of guys do, I think. But
I mean, I think so.
But it's like,
that's why I'm like, I was so nice about wanting to sleep with you. How could you not?
Well, it's like, was it just this morning? I mean, I can understand like the hesitancy of being like, am I in a place in this relationship where I can't hang out with this guy? But then it's what, you know, and then 2 weeks later, it's like, I'm not talking to that guy anymore. I should have had you over. And you're like, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, if you're messaging a comedian often, I don't know if you.
Right. Like, we were just sexting yesterday. So.
Yeah.
Right.
She's like,
it's like sometimes you like flirt with a girl and then like 2 days later, her Facebook status has changed and you're like, really? How close was this? How fast did that happen? You know.
Well, the funniest was we were celebrating.
Terrible mistake.
Oh, go ahead. I better go change my status.
What she was telling you, Andrew, is I can't wait for you to come on my couch while I'm in my bedroom.
Yeah. That's how most. I just met a lady. In Seattle, I swear the last year has been anywhere but Seattle. Girls have been like, come to Nashville. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. So, you know,
I just met
a lady recently. So that is promising. So even if nothing happens, I think I got something regular in Seattle, hopefully. And she's listened to this part. And I think you're great. Please don't get mad at me.
Well, I got to go kill a rat.
She knows about the hair pulling. But.
Yeah. Well, pretty excited. I had bruises all over. That's the funny thing is yesterday I was at Corey's party. And I went shirtless for a while. And Corey was like, what is all the bruises? And I was like, that massage was like a week ago. But
there's been some updates.
I burnt dinner. I deserved it.
Whoosh.
I got to go kill a rat, like an actual animal, not kill a rat, you know. It's been wonderful to talk to you. And
Do you have a special dry bar? Is that coming out? Do you know what's
Yeah, it's supposed to come out late summer.
Okay, very exciting.
That's exciting. Yeah, well,
it was about 35 people in the room.
Yeah.
I taped it wearing masks. So I'm a little bit like, hey, Can we pump in some laughs from a better time, you know?
Yeah. How mic'd were those people? So we'll teach you how to use those videos to sell some tickets, and then we'll take advantage of you and
just let us do it and sell some tickets.
No.
And so I tried to teach Brad, but he just kept emailing me, and I was like, "I'll set up your shows, and we'll do it together." And
yeah, we both have Brad doing some stuff here soon
great.
That was pretty easy to sell. But at Gabriel Rutledge? Why don't I just let you say it? What's your handle on things?
Website's GabrielRutledge.com. TikTok at Gabriel Rutledge. 71,000 followers. I'm very old.
But nice work.
Doing pretty good on there. Gabe Rutledge on Twitter, all that stuff. So
wonderful. There, you did it. There's the applause. Perfect. Andrew is at Andrew J. Rivers on all the things. I'm at Corey McCalis.
Yep,
comedy on things.
Not trying to brag.
Oh,
posted 50, every single 50 joke I've ever
two,
taped,
I think.
And it's only worth 20. So.
Did you have some big hitters there, Gabe? You must have had some views.
Nice. I haven't hit a million. I hit 900,000 something on one of them, and I
hit Meatloaf thing. Didn't you kind of regret posting that?
Oh, I took that down. Never claim you wrote a joke. That's what I learned about the internet, because everyone else will just say like, "No, you didn't." And
I saw this meme in third grade.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
exactly.
Cool.
Oh wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Funny.
So.
Well, yeah, that's great. That's hopefully it translates into all the things. Yeah, because I did okay, but I'm out of stuff to put on it. So
really my only deal. I waited so long to do it, and I've been doing comedy so long that I'm like, oh, I have a lot of clips to put up. So that's one
that's
nice
great.
Benefit, you know.
Great. Well, I love talking to you, and we'll hope to see you in person soon. I'll stop the recording, but we'll say hey for a minute afterwards. Bye, everybody.